That takes us to this morning's commentary brought to you by Washington Federal. How about handling it like Israel? Each school shooting seems to be just different enough to confound the protection measures suggested by the one before. Friday's shooting at Santa Fe High School involved a shotgun and a pistol. No AR-15, so an AR ban would not have helped. And it happened at what was considered to be a hardened school. Two armed patrol officers with regular active shooter drills conducted among the students. Those things probably prevented a worse tragedy, except I doubt that what did happen fits any parent's definition of prevention. So the new president of the NRA, retired Marine Oliver North, proposed this idea.
You've got to fix it in a way that hardens the place sufficiently. If that means five metal detectors getting in and out of the high school, you get five metal detectors.
So daily government searches of every child. And then Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick went even farther and invoked Israel.
You know, the Israelis believe in detect and deter and deny. We don't do a very good job of that in our schools.
We don't. Whereas the Israeli government strictly licenses who gets to own a gun, what type of gun they can own. They're allowed to have exactly one gun, and they're limited to 50 bullets at a time, each of which must be accounted for before they can buy more. You can Google that in the Israel Times from March 1st, 2018. Those ideas would probably work. I was just surprised hearing them from a couple of guys who I thought were against an intrusive government. Now they're talking about airport-style searches everywhere and taking a cue from a country with no Second Amendment.